Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter and the 150th episode.
Yes, I should have my air dancer in here.
Oh, the air dancer. Maybe we will post a picture of the air dancer?
Yes, because I'm sure he would be very excited. Well, actually it's she because it's named Donna.
Right. And I think we can accommodate our listeners with a little picture included with this podcast.
Maybe a video even, because it's pretty awesome.
It is way awesome, I guess.
I even have a selfie with that air dancer.
Yes, you do.
I know. I'm pretty proud of that.
And we are proud of the ongoing response to this podcast and really are kind of amazed at ourselves in doing this many episodes.
That we stuck with it this long and that we actually talked about something. Now, whether anyone really wanted to hear it, I don't know. But
we talked about it.
We did have several topics, and I appreciate those who have stuck with us. There have been some that have been with us from the very beginning. And I don't know, how many years is that now? A couple years?
Gosh, I am not even sure. But yeah, I think we are coming up on the completion of year two.
Yeah, so that's pretty amazing. And I think we're kind of getting this down. We never have any notes. And when we first started this, it was extremely stressful for me. I've done some radio interviews and different kinds of things over the years. But this is a totally different experience.
It is. And basically what you, our listeners, are hearing is us just talking to each other and reflecting on our past week, our plans for what we want to do next, and sometimes how you can be part of that. But we're just sharing what we learn.
Yeah, you just get us.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm not sure that's always a yay, but we appreciate you sticking with us. That's kind of the point of it all.
We sure do. And I think let's do some cowbell for the 150th episode and all of our listeners.
So thanks again for listening to us as we ramble on and move forward in this, what we call a modern homestead. And, I think we've talked a little bit about that. And what we mean by that is, we use some of the old skills, but we also use modern conveniences.
Absolutely. One of my best examples of that is making bread. And I use a bread machine to assist with that much of the time. But it's still home-baked bread. I know what's in it. I know what those ingredients are. And there are lots of things like that that we do. Living on the farm, on a homestead, out in the country, and doing for ourselves, but using some modern conveniences.
Yes, yeah, we don't use all of the old-time tools. In the garden, I kind of do.
You use a lot of old-time tools and hand tools.
We've kind of gone backwards with that. We started with tilling in the traditional method of growing vegetables, and we have changed that over time. And it's good exercise, and I kind of like what it does for my soil to use the old-fashioned ways.
And we actually have a video on YouTube showing how you turn your soil and aerate it and why you do that in place of tilling.
Yeah, it's using a broad fork, and that's one of the things that I've been doing for several years now. So almost all of the in-ground beds that we have are hand turned or aerated with a broad fork. So it's kind of fun.
It is. And you really get a rhythm going. And yes, it is some physical labor, but I've done a few rows helping you in the garden, and it really feels good to
do. Yeah, it's not bad at all. Once you get your soil broken up, and ours is pretty nice and loose now and works fairly easily. The first couple years we did it, we do have some clay. It wasn't so fun.
No, but it really does work quite nicely now. And I'm always amazed when I watch you do that and then how you do the next steps to make a planting bed. It's interesting to me how it goes from just these kind of big chunks of soil that you've loosened up, and you end up with a really nice loose planting bed when you're done.
Yeah, it takes some time. It's a lot easier to run a tiller through it and breaks it up more, but this is just the way I choose to do it. It's kind of good for my mind and good for my body, and I believe that it's good for our soil.
And that's the kind of thing that those of you who are interested in learning about how we grow food here and treat the soil, that's the kind of thing you can expect to hear and see in a lesson about gardening.
Yes, and we do appreciate those who have responded to the survey you sent out last week. We had some really good feedback that is going to be helpful for us to move forward.
And we are moving forward. As we record this, we are at the end of the Thanksgiving weekend, and we had a couple of very small gatherings that we did as safely as possible with family. And we also had our business open and did pickups. We had scone orders and some other online orders over the past week. But we were also a little bit disappointed in Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, this was the least amount of business that since we've been operating, we have had on Small Business Saturday. And, you know, we don't have our physical building open right now. We're providing lots of other options with delivery, pickup, and online. But this was the poorest response that we've ever had. And last night, we were pretty discouraged. We didn't even do a regular debriefing meal. It was discouraging.
But out of that, we decided that we would reach out to some of our longer-term customers and friends and ask them ways that we could improve, things that we could think about or try. And we have had some fantastic feedback.
Yeah, we have. Because one of the things that we realized last night, it took us a little bit after, you know, we were kind of wallowing in our sorrow. I don't know how else to say it. But, you know, kind of sadness. It's like, okay, this has been such a challenging year anyway. And we have changed our business model several times to try to do business the best way we can, given the way 2020 has gone. And we've been pretty successful with that. And this week just wasn't that. I mean, we had a fair amount of business, and I appreciate the people that came by, but it was extremely flat. And we just got discouraged and disappointed. And you know, then you start questioning, should we just stop what we're doing?
And the other thing I think that influenced all of that is, particularly with this current pandemic and the change in business model that you were talking about, we tend to be somewhat isolated. And you know what happens when your own thoughts just rattle around in your own head and you don't get an outside perspective? We multiplied that by two.
Yeah.
And so it was just us kind of doing this downward spiral into discouragement. And I'm so thankful that we reached out.
Yes, I am too. Because we decided last night, well, let's kind of throw that out there to some friends. And we just threw this random message at them last night. And kind of long and, you know, sad, possibly, I don't know. And they immediately started to respond. Our friends, our customers started to respond. And I can't tell you how much that lifted us up and encouraged us.
Oh, the depth of care and concern and thoughtfulness for us and for our business was really overwhelming. And those messages have continued to come in today.
Yeah, we're still getting them. We actually talked to your brother.
Yes.
And his wife today. They have run several small businesses on the side from their regular jobs. And they really were encouraging and really kind of said some of the same things that people told us last night and into today. And this morning, you know, we kind of went out and stood with a cup of coffee and watched the sunrise, and it was cold. And we looked around at this farm, and it's like, we know that we are to do this.
We have a mission, and we continue to work on perfecting that mission and to bring our customers and our friends good products, high quality products, and just information sometimes that we hope will improve your lives.
Yeah, that's really kind of our goal, is we want everyone to live the best life that they can.
That's right.
And we're trying to do that. You know, we are human and we fail and we have flaws, and, you know, we share some of those with you. And, you know, right now we're home a lot, which we are grateful to have a home. But, you know, we kind of get in our heads, kind of down in the dumps, I suppose.
Right. And we are really, I think, maybe renewed and refreshed in our efforts and our plans. We're going to continue to make changes. Like I said, we had great suggestions that we are looking at and thinking about how to implement. So I'm feeling much better about it all today.
Oh, I am too. Yeah, that was very helpful. And we recorded, before we started the podcast, we recorded another little short video. So if you need something to laugh about.
Oh my.
Because you think the podcast is awkward. That's very awkward for us.
Oh.
Because we are not, yeah, I've done some TV interviews and those sorts of things, but other people were in charge of that. And, you know, we get to laughing at ourselves and we don't really have a clue what we're doing, but, you know, we're just silly enough to put it out there.
We are. And we keep doing multiple takes and.
Oh, yeah.
It's. Wow.
And, yeah, we get.
Awkward's a good word.
Awkward. Yeah, it's awkward. So we're not professionals with that. But, you know, we still will put it out there.
That's right.
But we are excited about some new things that we're going to try. And we still will be for the next 3 weeks or so until what, December 19th, I believe?
Right, the weekend before Christmas.
We will continue to do pickup and we will continue to do delivery on Saturdays. We're always open online. We've changed a couple things with both the shipping and the pickup.
That's right. So now all shipping from now until the 19th of December is free. Free shipping, no minimum order anywhere in the United States. So take advantage of that. And we have expanded our pickup here at the farm to Monday through Friday between the hours of 10 and 4. So when you do your online order, you will have the option to select a pickup time and day. So watch those and we'll have your orders in the pickup boxes for you. And we're happy to offer that to help everyone with their holiday shopping.
Yes, and I think we have some really cool products that make great stocking stuffers. One of the suggestions that we received was a Secret Santa. You know, people can order online, choose the products they want, and we can either mail those, and or if it's a local person, we could deliver that for someone. What a great idea.
Absolutely. So we'll be your Secret Santa. Just do your online order and put in the notes who you want your order delivered or mailed to, and we'll take care of the rest.
That's right. We'll even put a little note in there if you're interested in that. So, great idea. Something we hadn't really thought much of before. Five Feline Farms back.
We are back.
Yeah, we may...
We only really left in our heads
for a minute. Yeah, we left in our heads. So we never left, but in our heads last night, we were kind of ready to say, that's it. We're done.
We are not done.
But we're not supposed to be done yet.
So we are back with a vengeance. So
that's right.
In the show notes, you will find our website address where you can shop online, place orders for pickup to be shipped to you or delivered within a 10-mile radius of the farm.
And we continue to ask that you would share if you see anything that we've posted on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, if you can retweet that or share the information that we're putting out there, because we're kind of running into some roadblocks with social media, and your help would be appreciated.
Absolutely.
So there you have it. We're back. Well, we were never gone, but Five Feline Farm is alive and well.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.